Hello, my friend. Welcome back to the Mindset Check podcast. I'm your host, Misha McKittrick. This is a podcast where we believe that as you take time for a mindset check, you have more power than you think you do. And where we also believe that you actually have everything inside of you that you need to move away from suffering. I'm excited to walk you through a very simple equation today to help you see that. Before we jump into today's episode, I want to remind you that we are in season 3 of the Mindset Check podcast. And in season 3, we are completely dedicated to doing everything that we can to help you create what is happening inside of you so that the environment around you reflects that instead of vice versa. We don't need to be people that rely on our outside environment, right? Because then we are disappointed, we're control freaks, we're let down, right? There's constantly things that are happening around us. And if we give our power away, then sometimes we can feel like things are really, really crazy in the world and things aren't going our way and we can't even have a good day, right? But when we realize and we take that power back, it all makes sense. We are so much more solid and the ways that we approach the world are different. We're more resilient, we're more capable. So I just wanted to remind you what season 3 is dedicated to. Before we jump into the episode, I want to tell you something that my family has been enjoying lately. We recently did a refresh to our trampoline. Around 7 years ago, we bought a new alley-oop trampoline. And the alley-oop trampoline is so sturdy, it comes with a lifetime warranty for all of like the hard parts of the trampoline. And we just replaced all of the soft parts and it feels like we have a brand new trampoline. This trampoline actually really makes me so happy because it is like having another room that kids can go and be in and play in and actually enjoy the outdoors and be a kid again, right? We all like want that for our kids. And my kids are a little bit older now and they still love going out there and playing basketball and doing flips. The original reason that we were drawn towards this trampoline is because it has a double mat. And the double mat actually helps with safety, but it also gives you better bounce. My kids have loved this and I love it because the safety is so great. I don't know about you, but when I was a little girl, I fell off a trampoline, you know, just this trampoline with no net around it. Of course, you're bouncing like crazy. Of course, you're going to bounce right off of the trampoline. It was not a good experience for me. This trampoline, the net attaches to the mat at the bottom. And even when we took our old parts off, okay, for 7 years, it was still attached. It was still completely safe and protecting. The reason why we replaced is just because really the mat was making our feet black because, you know, after a long time, the sun really kind of eats away at it. But I wanted to share that with you in case if you were looking for something to spruce up your backyard and to really give your kids an incentive to really be a kid, right? To be able to enjoy nature and play, which I don't think our kids get enough of. I love the alley-oop trampolines, and I'll leave a link for you in the show notes so that you can check them out. All right, now let's jump right into our episode. I'm really excited to talk to you about moving away from suffering because what's on the other side of that is freedom. Let's jump in. One of the things that I feel really passionate about is helping you become aware of your internal state, of what your reality and your experience is inside of you, right? Because you don't live in a house. You don't live in a community. You don't live in a city. You don't live in a country. You live inside of you. And that's why we all have our own personal realities. And I'm really passionate about shining a light on you are either living in a beautiful state or in a suffering state. There's a book called The Four Sacred Secrets. It's a fantastic book all about this. But the idea is, even if you are living in a beautiful state, you know, I think sometimes people think like, well, does that mean that Does that mean that everything has to be perfect all the time and I never have conflict, I never have issues? No, that's not what it means. That means basically the majority of what you feel, what you come back to, and even what you are able to maintain when you are confronting things that are challenging. That's what living in a beautiful state is. And anytime we self-sabotage, beat ourselves up, or, you know, run some of the patterns that haven't been our friend, I want you to know that I see you in a safe place. I see you as a human being who naturally learns those patterns and falls back into those patterns. And that's exactly why I'm committed to highlighting that for you and helping you see that we don't have to stay there. We can move past that. I love a quote by Joyce Meyer that says, "Our past may explain why we're suffering, but we must not use it as an excuse to stay in bondage." Isn't that beautiful? It's beautiful because it says, I see you, but I'm going to ask more of you. I'm not going to shame you for being in that state. I'm going to tell you there's more. There's something more. And to be able to claim moving past suffering is possible in a short episode is a pretty audacious thing to do. And I know that you know that there are many things I could teach you about this topic. And we already talk about so much of them often on the podcast. But today, we're going to keep it crazy simple. We're going to keep it crazy simple. We're going to focus on two things. The first we already went over, and that's the recognition of your state and your ability to see that you have the power to shift it. Just starting to see that. That's it, the recognition. And the next thing that I'm going to ask you to do today and walk you through doing is simply to ask you to go inside for the answer for what's next for you to move past any amount of suffering. That means you could be in a state where you despise all of life. And we're going to help you move to the next step. Or you could be in a state where you're suffering or having a little trouble in one relationship. No matter how big or tiny you're experiencing suffering, we're simply going to go inside to ask what it is for you to do. Instead of me giving you a list that overwhelms you, okay? It's very, very simple. So first, I want to start with a story, as I often do, and then I'm going to ask you to ask yourself some questions, okay? It would be pretty ideal if you could be in a space where you could be with even a notebook, maybe close your eyes. If you're driving, this will still work, or if you're doing something, this will still work. It's just pretty ideal for you to be able to be very still so that you can listen. And I don't mean listen to me. Okay, so here's the story. The story is called Salt in Water. A man came to an elderly Zen master and complained about his problems and sufferings in life. The old master listened to the man carefully and handed him a handful of salt. The man was confused. The man wondered if this magical salt would wash away all the pain and suffering in his life. The master then instructed the man to put a handful of salt in a glass of water and drink it. The man did as the master asked. And the master asked curiously, "How does it taste?" And the man said, "Disgusting. Not good at all." And he spit out the salty water. The master laughed at the man's reaction. He then asked the young man to take the same amount of salt to a lake that was nearby. And the two of them walked to the lake and put the salt in the lake and swirled the water around. The master then instructed, "Now drink the water from the lake." The young man drank the water from the lake without any problem. The master asked, "How does that taste?" The young man was thirsty and thoroughly enjoyed the cool water of the lake. "It's perfect. I can't taste any salt," the young man replied. The master then sat next to the troubled man, took his hands, and said, "The pain in life is like pure salt. It remains the same. But the amount we taste, or our suffering, depends on the container we put it into. So when you are in pain, you can enlarge your senses. You can make your heart bigger with compassion and empathy. Stop being a glass and try being a lake. Then the troubles in your life will not cause you much suffering." So now I want you to go inside and I want you to simply ask yourself the question, in what way am I being a glass? In what way am I restricting my growth? Or in what way am I holding on to my suffering? And just let yourself be in that space for a moment and think about it. And let whatever comes to you come. Right now is just a moment of noticing. Just noticing of anything that's there that you can let go of. And take note of it. And I'll give you just another minute to think about it. And I want to remind you that no matter what you see right now is okay. Noticing it is the first step, but recognizing that it doesn't have to be a part of you, that's where your real power comes from. So don't ignore it. Be brave and look at it. And now I want you to focus your attention on ways that you can enlarge your container, so to say, to be like a lake with water that moves and flows, that's large and that can hold and have more capacity to hold the salt. What way can you expand? What action can you take to help you be more like a lake? And as you're taking note of whatever it is that's coming to you, just ask, is there anything more? Is there anything more that I have the capacity to do right now? And I want you to remember that the very reason that I didn't give you a great big list is because when we're trying to shift, we don't need to be overwhelmed and think that we need to do it all. We need to know what's right for us. And so I want you to remember that as you simply take the things, whether they're really big or really small, that came to you, that you felt pulled to do, that you feel would help you to be able to experience life in a completely different way, because the action that you're taking actually alters your reality and the thing that you experience inside of you where you live. There's a quote by Libba Bray that says, "There's an ancient tribal proverb I once heard in India. It says that before we can see properly, we must first shed our tears to clear the way." I love that quote for what we're doing here today, simply because many people have a really hard time looking at the way that they are keeping a very small container, like a glass. And they drink from it over and over, and it tastes so terrible. And so maybe they chase it with things to help replace the taste or numb them to the taste. It robs us of our ability and the time that we have to put towards making the space large and expansive. And so I just want to say, if you are with me right now, that means you are brave enough to look at it and to hear what was next for you. And that is the most simple way to move out of suffering, is to recognize what's happening inside of you and to figure out what's next for you. And everything that's next for you will be brought right to you. Every single thing that we experience in this life has purpose. And you are exactly where you should be right now. And you are learning and you're growing exactly in the way that is good for you right now. All is as it should be. I hope you can see through that little formula that you have more power than you think you do. I hope that you got something out of that episode, and I hope that you even maybe save the episode or text it to yourself or save it somehow so that it's something that you can come back to and repeat the pattern, to be able to go inside and to simply ask yourself, what's next for you? What's next? You'll be shown. And the more that you do the thing that you're told, the more you'll be shown. That's a key thing. You can't ignore the things that you're shown. And you'll continually be shown the next and the next and the next. I want to say thank you so much for being with me today and for being a person who doesn't just shove the things in your life underneath a rug or that doesn't pretend that they're not happening and numb yourself out to them. That's the kind of bravery that this episode takes. And it's really simple, but sometimes we make it so hard. So just wanted to recognize you for that and say thank you for being here. Until next time, my friend.